I'll just recognize that we do have a quorum. There are at least 5 members of the board present. I will go ahead and call the meeting, the Academy of Dover Board of Directors meeting for July. I'll call it to order at 6:04 p.m. I'm sorry, for June, at 6:05 p.m. on June 25th, 2020. May we all recite the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag of
the United States of America,
and to the republic
for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Right, excellent. I'm just going to give a couple quick notes. I've been attending the Charter School Network COVID-19 meetings. And the state doesn't really, I guess, I don't want to say, no decisions have really been made, but we've been having a lot of discussions, and I know, Michelle, this might be, you probably have better information than I do. There's a lot of discussion about what schools are going to get PPE in the fall and who's going to pay for it, so on and so forth. But a lot of it is also around the fact that this is going to be a very, I guess, difficult, maybe an understatement, in terms of where we're headed coming up in this upcoming school year with transportation and social distancing and PPE and even instruction, which I think is going to be the most challenging part for our teachers who are going to have to adjust to an unknown future. So I don't have concrete details. Like I said, I've been attending the meetings. A lot of it is just waiting on the governor and waiting on other legislative parties to see what's going to happen. I know the governor has since extended another 30 days, which should maybe another 3 weeks, maybe 2 weeks or so. But a lot of states have opened up, and you guys have seen the infection rates have gone through the roof, especially in the South and the Southwest. I don't know what that means, but there are, and I'll let Dr. Marinucci jump in with some options, because I know we had to present a plan to the Board of Education. But just from hearing from other schools, everybody's still sort of in a holding pattern. I know at our last meeting, Dr. Marinucci mentioned that we, unlike many, many schools, have the space to accommodate our children, but there will still be some transportation difficulties. And as you know, financially, I think we're still not the same place we were before with the state. So with that being said, I'm going to, in lieu of doing the roll call, I will acknowledge the participants who are on the phone. Is this meeting being recorded, Dr. Marinucci?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll be able to go back and look, but we do have a quorum. I just, on my little computer here, it's very difficult for me to see everybody that's on. I can only see about 4 or 5 of you guys at a time, but we'll go ahead and take a look at the meeting minutes from the last board meeting. I'm not sure if I had those.
Camille, do you see the participants list? Because you could go down that way.
Oh, yeah, you know what? I do see it now. Okay, I'll come back to that. I'll come back to that in just a second. Okay, here we go. Thank you, Ms. Holmes. I see it, and now I got to reach for my glasses so I can really see it. All right, we have Bishop
Welcome Thomas. To the club.
Exactly. Bishop Thomas is here, Dr. Fletcher, Mrs. Holmes. Let me just make sure. I think I saw Dr. E. No, maybe I did not.
He may be able to join us later. He had a conflict.
Okay, sounds good. Dr. Marinucci, of course, is here. Ms. Tridente, Mrs. Postles,
Mrs. Baku, Mrs. Wilkins. Let me just make sure I didn't miss anybody. I think I got everybody, and Bill Bentz is also joining us. There is also Casey Artis as well joining us. I think I got everybody. All right, thank you for that suggestion, Mrs. Holmes. And now if we can go to the slide with the minutes, if you guys can take a quick look at the meeting minutes from our May meeting, and after you've had a moment to look at them, I'll ask for a motion to approve with any necessary corrections. Do I hear a motion to approve?
I motion to approve the minutes with any necessary corrections. This is Bishop Thomas.
All right.
This is Dr. Fletcher. Second motion.
All right. It was moved by Bishop Thomas and seconded by Dr. Fletcher that we approve the May 2020 Board of Directors meeting minutes with any necessary corrections. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. The minutes are approved. Thank you, Dr. Marinucci. And then we will now go on to the finances. Bill, you're on.
Okay. Does everybody have a copy of the May 31 budget? And the page I'm looking at is the normal page, page one, which shows receipts in the upper left-hand corner and then expenses down below. If you're all there, I'll get started.
Yes.
I'm only going to talk about what's happened between April and May. And if you look at the budget, the total budget is $3,513,564.14, which is the same budget as last month. There's no changes in total or by category. And this time of the year, I don't see any more changes in the budget the rest of the year. We only have one more month. And normally, I have to talk about adjustments to the budget, maybe new appropriations coming in, things of this nature, but that's not necessary to talk about anymore. And then also, the spending slows down at this time of the year. So I'd like to go to, on that same page, if you look at projected additional revenue, if you look at most of these categories, we received 100% of what was budgeted. I'm just going to talk about the exceptions. So if you go to the reading down there, the budget's $73,095.73, and the receipts are $81,102, and it shows a minus of $8,627. In this case, a minus is good. It means we've taken in more money than we budgeted. And to explain, we were only going to spend $73,000 this year in that category, but 10-month employees usually get paid from September through August. So the additional $8,000 is money we would use next year to pay that person's salary. If we move down to the next category, district funding, that's basically the money that comes in from the various public schools that, funnel into your school. And again, we got a minus, which is a positive. And the reason for that is because in addition to the money from the public schools, we get interest on our local funds. So that's why we're up this year. Now, in the past, that rate of interest was very low. And this year, it was averaging probably about 2.7 or 2.8% on the local balances. And I'd always wondered, you know, where does that come from? Because I was anticipating that for next year, with the federal funds rate going down to almost zero, we get almost nothing on our money. So when I was up at Providence Creek, we wrote a letter to a person that we found out was involved in this, to ask them what they project for next year, because interest could be a big part of our budget, and ask them what they projected, and also does it change month by month. And they said, even though it's hazardous to project, even with the decrease in the federal funds rate, they projected about a 2.25 to 2.5 interest in our local fund. So in other words, if we have $500,000 unencumbered, they'll give us that much interest every month, which I think is a positive thing, which was higher than I anticipated. If you go down to the next entry in the projected additional revenue line, $50,933 in food service. And the reason for that is because I think in early March we shut down the operation, so we're definitely going to be short that amount of money, and there's no more money coming in because I'd say 99.9% of our money is from the federal reimbursement. The other category, student account, we picked up an additional money there. So if you look in total, we're short $37,821.08. We pick up a little bit more interest and maybe a couple other things, but we'll probably come up a little bit short. And even though we're a little bit short, we're only 1.1% less. And if we wouldn't have had food service shut down, we would be over 100% of our budget. So I think the budget's solid. In most categories, we got everything we anticipated, and our only negative is the food service program, which is what it is. Let me stop there and see if you have any questions. If not, let's move on to the expense side of the budget. As you know, there's 26 pays in a year. Through the end of May, we have 24. So the percentage that we are guided is 92.3. If you look at salaries, it's 87.9, and other employment costs is 87.5. And OECs kind of mirror salaries except for health insurance, so we're good there. And if we look at 11 months of the 12-month year, we should have spent 91.7% of our budget, and we're 80.2. So we're 11.5% under what the budget was. Last month, we were 9% under. So the bottom line is that our budget's what it should be. We've taken in most of the money we anticipated, and you guys have done a good job watching the expenditures, so we're in good shape there. And like I've always said, I can look at this first page and tell you what I think's, you know, the status. So I think it's a better job than what I thought was going to happen last summer. If people know what happened and remember what happened last year, it's probably a distant memory. But if you'd have told me last summer when we were going through this that we'd have come out this well, I'd have been very surprised. So I think they've done a good job budgeting. So let me move on to the next page. And like I said, these pages here are just more detail of what's on page one. And again, the guide is 92.3. And if you look at teacher salaries, we're at 84.6. There's a couple categories that are 100% or a little bit more. And the reason for that is because there's been turnover in staff. We've added additional positions. And this is the original budget that we established last year in July. So what I plan to do for the June budget is any category that's over 100%, I'll increase the budget to cover the expense, and we'll still be in good shape. Because auditors, when they look at it, they'll ask questions, why do you ever spend this category? And when we also did a major salary revision, which is reflected in the expenditures, but not in the budget side. And if you look down through the categories, there's some up, some down, and I would do the same thing in the non-salary categories, starting with lodging out of state. If there's any categories under 100%, we'll increase that so we don't show any deficits for the final report that the auditors look at. Any questions on any of the things there? If not, let's move on to the page that says summary by fiscal year, fund and appropriation. As you know, June's the last month of the fiscal year. So what happens is the state has, excuse me, end dates for various appropriations, and if you don't spend it or they don't extend it, you'll lose the money. And Michelle and I had a brief conversation this week about some of these balances, and she's more familiar with all the details than I am, so I'll just comment maybe on a few of them to explain, you know, the fact that we'll probably not lose any money to the state. Maybe she could talk about that a little bit better than I could. Do you mind that, Michelle?
No, not at all. So the first line item that you see there is the 2019 fiscal year. It shows a balance right now, but that money has already been, so that money was going to end as of June 30th. We have spent that. So what we've done is we've been in very close contact with the Department of Education, and we've made sure that any line item that was really going to end, we have sent out. The majority of the ones that you do see money in right now will be continuing. So if it was something such as the Opportunity Fund or the Opportunity Fund for Mental Health, if it's something like that, continue and carry over is what we've been told. So, and the reason that they're doing that is it's something that, for the Opportunity Fund, is something that's been in place prior, and it's something that we've already gotten our allocation for this coming year, our anticipated allocation for this coming year, as well as applications to fill that out. But in the majority of the schools are using that to pay in part or in all salaries, which, as Bill talked about earlier in his conversation, even though this is an end date of June 30th, the salaries actually get paid through the summer. So we need the money to go beyond June 30th, and the state understands that. So the fund line will continue. So all of those dates where they end 2020 are going to change to, say, 2021. We've been watching the budget language and where it's written in to make sure it is not yet final and approved. But we have spent everything we could spend in the ways that we were allowed to spend it. And we are left with the only items that we still have money in as of the end of this year. So the system just closed down yesterday. The only items of funds remaining in are those that we have people's salary coming out of, and we needed them.
Thank you, Michelle. So if we go on down to the next category, the FY18 funds, they've all been spent. The next category is the FY19 funds, and there's one appropriation there that has money in it, but we have until November 30th. So none of the federal funds are in jeopardy. We've taken care of things that expired last year, or we're pretty close to taking care of the things that expire this November. You can see all the other categories. There's no reversions there. You can see the balances. And basically what happens is, like Michelle said, I think she shut down making payments yesterday. State this time of year shuts down everything. You can't make any payments or make any transactions. So you could pay a vendor if you want to, and we can't do anything until July. So if a vendor wants to get paid, there's nothing we can do at this point. Let's move on to the web report. Again, that's something that required. And it's just another way of looking at what's on page one. I guess the next challenge for us is trying to determine our final funding for next year, our enrollment, things of this nature, and what the state might do in terms of how balancing the budget might affect us. I know originally they were saying that there weren't going to be any step increases or any percentage increases. I think the Finance Committee voted on that, and I guess some numbers came out better. So they put back into effect the step increase. And what that means is the state has a salary schedule with, I think, 16 steps on for most degree levels. So if you were bachelor's one last year, you'd automatically move up to bachelor's two and get an increase. And if they stopped the step increase, you would not get an increase from the state at all. You'd be the same salary. So maybe you want to talk, Michelle, about some of the things you've learned about what the state might do to us next year and any new programs or anything like that, and maybe talk about what the anticipated enrollment is and so forth. Do you mind?
Sure. No, not at all. So that's something else that I've been recently very tuned into is what the salaries will look like as far as the step increases go, because as the board is aware of, we've done a lot to make sure that we're competitive in the salary scale, and so we've been very transparent with the staff, and let that over a couple months ago, we let them know that there was going to be quite a bit of conversation about state hiring freezes and state pay cuts and things like that, and we let them know what part of that would affect them and us on the traditional school or the charter school side as far as that goes, and what part would affect the regular state employees, but not necessarily the K-12 side. So we were able to kind of make that make more sense to the staff, and we were able to have a conversation with the staff because we've got amazing people and we wanted to make sure that we kept them. We were able to let them know that we were going to talk to them about having their salaries stay at the same level, but as this year, current year, but because that was what the state was talking about. But then if there was some sort of a step increase that was put back into play, that we would then look at that pay as well. So now that just happened, I believe, yesterday, where that came about, where the step increase is something that's in place. That was off the table for quite a bit of time, and it's just now come back in. So there are changes happening every day that we're finding out about, and we're just trying to stay on top of all of them and look at the impact on our budget in terms of that. So one of the things that I've done is I've set up our budget based on looking at the amount of money that we received for, say, the operations, in operations or in the opportunity fund or in the different the block grants and whatnot. I've looked at what we received this year, and I've also received our allocation, anticipated allocation for this coming year. So, and we've been able to look at how that would be if we received the same amount of money. So, and for the most part, we're getting about the same. The grant monies are coming in very similar to what we received this past year. What we also know is that our actual student enrollment is going up significantly from this past year. So if you remember this past year, our enrollment was 266. As of then, we're at 298 students officially enrolled in our school. And there's many applications out, so we will be full. We have a waiting list for grades 1 through 5, so we could easily fill our school, but right now we've got the space we've got available is in kindergarten, so we're doing a mass marketing to get the larger enrollment in the kindergarten grades. That's where we have space right now. So we will be full. We will have our 330 students. So that alone will change our budget in a significant way. And then all other money being equal, we're going to be in a very comfortable position because we're budgeting based on the current year's money or numbers.
Well, that sounds wonderful. I'm so glad to hear about the enrollment numbers, and we've been hoping, wishing, and praying for a waiting list for years. So this is great news. I know we'll have some issues with space, but that's a good issue versus having a lot of space and no students.
We have had over 100 student choice applications this year.
Okay, excellent. That's great. Kudos to you and the staff. We can't say it enough, but that's exceptional news.
It's exciting.
All right, Bill, did you have anything else?
No, I'm just, like I said, if I thought this was going to happen when we were talking last summer, this is amazing to me, and I think it's about healthy assistant the school's been. And yeah, I'm happy about that.
Absolutely. All right. Well,
no, that's all I have.
All right. Thank you, Bill. Just before we vote, I'll just reiterate. I mean, stuff is still up in the air, but I think we're in a great position. This is a great position to be in while we're waiting on the state and waiting on DOE to make some decisions. Again, on behalf of the board, kudos to the staff and for your recruitment efforts. Thank you guys at the school, and Dr. Marinucci, thank you as well. I'm glad the word is getting out to the community about our exceptional programs and staff and curriculum at the Academy. All right, I'll now entertain a motion to accept the budget. And let me put my glasses back on so I can read it. As of May 31st, 2020.
So move.
Second.
All right. It's been moved by Bishop Thomas and seconded by Dr. Fletcher that we approve fiscal year. I apologize, guys. My eyes are terrible. The budget as of May 31, 2020. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. The budget is approved. Thank you, Bill, for your information. And also Dr. Marinucci. If we can go back to the slide with the agenda.
Dr. Boyden?
Yes.
Are you done with me, or do I need to stay on?
No, I think we're done. Let me just ask, any board members have any questions for Bill?
I think I might have one question.
Go ahead, Ms. Tridente.
If we don't go back to school in the fall, how does that affect our budget? I mean, as far as monies that we're allowed to spend at certain times, are those monies held for us so that when we do go back to school, we can spend them?
I don't have answers to that right now. It depends on what the state does with the budget and what the guidelines are. It is a new territory. Mm-hmm. I would assume if you start virtually or if you start full enrollment, you would get whatever the formulas show. But I don't want to say something because I'm not privy to everything that's going on. I know that's not a good answer, but I don't know the answer.
Okay. Well, thank you.
I'd be concerned if we wouldn't have, let's suppose we had a virtual all year. I would think you'd lose your transportation department and you'd lose your food service department because you'd have no need for it. That's something that I would think of, but who knows?
That's an excellent question, and that question has come up as well. I don't have an answer either. But as it relates to food service, would students, or has there been any talk, Dr. Marinucci from DOE, about students getting meals during the...
That was my next question. Could we create a food bank with that money?
So we would create a food bank, but there has been, and we do participate with the actual food bank, but we could... If we come back virtually in the fall, we would definitely look at having a regular meal service provision so that we could continue with the cafeteria services and continue to support our cafeteria staff.
That sounds good.
It's going to be a big learning experience for everybody, a big adjustment. I just don't know all the answers.
Thank you.
I didn't help you.
Well, we talked about it. At least we started the conversation.
It's going to be an interesting couple months.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. If no other board members have any questions or comments for Bill, thank you. I know you got to run. We appreciate your time.
Okay. Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
All right, and I'm going to just make a note with the finances. I should have said, just for the record, that we were also approving the web report. Dr. Marinucci, you're on.
Okay, there we go. Okay, so one of our teachers actually shared this saying on our, we have a special private Academy of Dover teachers staff page on Facebook, and Ms. Davis shared this, posted this, I added a little to it, but she posted this, and I thought, how profound is this? The upcoming school year might be one of the toughest ever to be an educator. It also might be the most exciting and revolutionary year ever. Mindset will be critical. And I just felt like this so embodied everything we did this past spring, what we're doing this summer, and what we will do this fall. We have done it academy style, and that's kind of a term that we've somewhat taken on. Just putting it on academy style, where we're just making it work. We're figuring out what needs to happen. We come together as a team, and we make it happen. So no matter the challenge, as long as we're together and we're helping each other out, we're learning from it, that's what matters. And in the end, it's all about what's best for our families and our students. And that has remained our focus, which is, I think, what's made us so successful in the work we've done thus far. And it's going to be what makes us successful as we move forward. So I thought I'd share that. But I thought that is exactly what we've done this year. It's all been about the mindset. It's been just about shifting to we've got the most amazing gem of an academy, and we're going to make this awesome. So I put a note on here, 298 and rising. We've gotten six enrollment packets returned this week. They keep going out the door, so I know they're going to be coming back. We have a number of them. We've actually got, we have our two kindergarten classrooms, and we're prepared to fill one more. So we're prepared to have our three classrooms of kindergarten this year. And we're waiting to go through the rest of the choice until we know that our kindergarten choice applications are complete. We have developed a new flyer, a new brochure for the academy. There's a small picture of the front of that. And we've made the front page of the Delaware State News twice now. And that was just a really, really special feeling to have them come to us. Our moving up ceremony was incredible. As we did it, we decided that, you know, we should all be cheerleaders for our students and for ourselves and for our teammates. So we had pom-poms, and we were hooting and hollering and cheering on our kids. We had kids princess waving. We had kids hanging out of the moonroof of cars and cars that were decorated, all decorated up. So it was a really, really neat experience. And we had most of our staff and families that came through asked if we were going to make that a tradition, and we absolutely will. So the moving up ceremony was amazing. The smiles were so huge on all of our students and our staff. I think it pumped us up as much as it pumped them up. Having the article 2 weeks prior in the Delaware State News about the learning curve taking place with the remote learning, the distance learning, and the article that was very very interesting to read because it had both sides of the remote learning, and our students pictured and our students' conversation was all in the positive about their great experience. That again was just a super nice thing to happen. We've been, like I said, we have been advertising. We're becoming really good at making signs and advertising things. So we've got the big banners on the front of the school. We've got these big three flags that say enroll today and that we're a K-6 free public charter school. We've got the 18 by 24 yard signs across as you drive by, and it's definitely bringing people in. And then we've got our calendar ready to go. So we were able to look at the Capital School District's calendar and kind of match that up pretty closely with our days, because we know a lot of our families are looking for that with their older children. So we figured that just made sense to have that match. We've been doing all kinds of cleaning up and moving within our academy, and it looked like a bomb hit the building at first, and now it's starting to shine, and it looks amazing. We've actually got some teachers in there that are getting their rooms like they already have their rooms decorated and posters up and everything. We're painting walls, and the building has been power washed. The area out back where the storm water area has been cleaned up. So things that had not happened, I think, ever been in the building are being taken care of by the owner of the building. So we've been able to really make a partnership and get things done so that the building looks really good. And it's a very appealing place for our families and our staff to come, and especially for our students. Mr. Davis has done a phenomenal job of making sure that we have got we're well stocked as far as sanitizer goes. We are purchasing, we've got ordered and in delivery, we've got hand sanitizers, that the dispensers that go in the doorway for all the classrooms, as well as the soap dispensers that you just put your hand under so you don't actually have to touch it, the paper towel dispensers that you just wave your hand under. So we're doing as much as we can to make the building ready and safe. And we, as parents come in, they're asking us about this fall. And there's things we don't know, but there's things we do know. What we do know is we're going to do everything we can to make things right for our students. We are very likely going to be doing some custom educating with our families. So whether we open regular and we have students remote learning at the beginning because there's a loved one that's got a compromised health system and that child needs to be on doing the remote learning, can't come to school for fear, we're prepared to offer that. So we're prepared to do whatever it takes to meet the needs of our students and their families. And I think that's part of what's helping get our enrollment up. So we are meeting with the families as they come in. We're working. We're at the school, and we're just doing everything we can. We've got the new Chromebooks are all there, so we're getting them set up and ready. So should we end up going out and remote, we're prepared for that. We've already told all of our staff that they're going to have Google Classroom as their basis for all learning, no matter if we're live or remote. That way, it's almost like flipping a switch, and we can go one or the other way, no matter what happens. In addition, we are super, super excited about our new hires. We've had very little turnover with our staff this year, and the people we're bringing on are top-notch. Two of them are on tonight. So we have Ms. Doolin and Ms. Artis. So Ms. Doolin is our new sixth grade teacher. She's also a parent of students in our academy. And Ms. Artis is our new music teacher who volunteered to do music with our students this past year. Both are just incredible. Mr. Franklin is traveling this evening, so I believe he's actually getting off of a plane about now. So he was unable to join us, and we just made our last offer for employment this evening. So we now have no openings, and we have amazing, amazing people on our team. So I don't know, Ms. Doolin and Ms. Artis, are you still there?
Ms. Doolin is. Hello.
I'm here. Hello.
Welcome to you both on behalf of the board. Just as an aside, this shows you how small Delaware and Dover are. I thought Ms. Doolin was her sister, and I called and congratulated her on her new position. She said, no, that's my sister. I taught her sister, and then she said, oh, but you also taught her as well. So it's in a full circle. So welcome to all of you. We're happy you chose to be a part of the Academy of Dover.
Thank you. Yes, Mr. Boynton, you taught me your first year at Del State. But thank you. I definitely look forward to joining the Academy of Dover family and working with the students. I'm looking forward to it. Dr. Marinucci has been quite the advocate and fighter. I am very excited.
Yes, I have been working on getting Ms. Doolin to join us all here.
Gotcha. Thank you. And thank you to the rest of you guys as well.
Thank you.
So that is the extent of my report. I think we're on to the teacher's report next, unless anyone has any questions for me.
No, I think we're good to go.
Okay, so I guess, so I'm up. So we, as Dr. Marinucci mentioned, we really had an exciting end to our year, and it was just wonderful to see all the families come. The students were so excited to see us. We were just, if not more, excited to see them. They just came in with all the bells and whistles, posters. The teachers went all out with posters and gift bags and all kinds of exciting things for the students for the end of the year and our moving up ceremony. It really was a successful end to this year. The staff's morale is really high. We were very excited to be together, having not been together for quite a while. It was fun to all of us come together for each other, for the kids. But morale is high. We're excited for next year. Although we have a little bit of angst because we're just not sure what's coming and how best to prepare, we are excited for the challenge and know that we'll be together, working together for the benefit of our kids. And that's just a wonderful thing to see, the dedication of the teachers and how everybody's just working and calling each other and Zooming with each other and what do you have? How can you help me? How can I help you? If I've got something you need, let me know. It's just really wonderful to see and very professional, very supportive of our academy. And we did have, I didn't know, Michelle, if you were going to mention it, but we did have a nice little surprise party for Mary Ann for her retirement. And the staff was just wonderful coming together to do that for her. And she was really, really pleased for all of us to be there. And our specialist team is working hard right now with Michelle and with Debbie to make sure that our teachers are all ready for next year. We, Dave, Rhonda, myself, are working with Michelle and Debbie to make sure that we have our new ELA curriculum up and ready, what math needs, what social studies needs, but of course our focus is ELA and math right now, and making sure that we're reaching out to all of our teachers and they're going to have what they need. Our mentoring program came to a successful end. All the teachers went out of their way, even with remote learning. The mentors and mentees really put out the work and the time with each other to make sure that our new teachers were supported right up until the end. So that too was just wonderful to see. I think that's about it, all that I had on my list. It's short, you know, it's summer, we're pretty much done, but we're still working hard and diligent to be prepared for the upcoming year.
Thank you, Ms. Tredente. I'm glad to hear that everybody is working together. And I think if this pandemic has showed us nothing else, is that we all need to work together as a community now to get things done. So I'm glad to hear that you guys are doing that and that the morale of the teachers is high as well. I guess we can, in lieu of Dr. E, I'm not sure if he's joined us, Michelle, or not.
I think so.
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
I don't believe he has.
Okay, so then we will table the PTO report for now. And if anyone has any announcements, I had no idea that Mary Ann was retiring, so I owe her something. She must have kept it a secret from the board.
I think what she was trying to do is not have any kind of surprise parties or anything, but that just doesn't fit with the academy style thinking.
Absolutely.
And it's actually perfect that she's not on the board meeting this evening.
I would love any of the board members that are able to come to the academy on Tuesday at 1 o'clock. There's going to be a special event for her. That is her last day with us.
Okay. Well, if anyone's available, I'm going to try to come. I can't promise, but if you could, Dr. Marinucci, if you wouldn't mind sharing her home address with me, I would like to send her something on behalf of the rest of the board for her service to the school. If you guys don't mind me doing that, if the rest of the board doesn't.
No, I'll be there. I'll be there as a board member, but as a teacher and a friend, I'll be there as well.
Okay, sounds good. And I'm going to try to make it.
Wonderful.
All right. Hearing no further announcements, I'll keep everybody posted if I hear anything from the Charter School Network. And Dr. Marinucci, I'll call you separately to discuss any of our pending legal matters. But if nothing else before the board, I'll now entertain a motion to adjourn.
Don't move.
All right.
I couldn't get my mute button off.
All right. It's been moved by Dr. Fletcher, and I believe it was seconded by Mrs. Holmes and Mrs. Trichet, who were both muted at the same time. We are all in favor?
Aye.
All right. We are off the record at 6:50 on June 25th, 2020.